My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about...
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Why Bloody Valentine mini episode. I'm Rich, and I'm here with Carolyn.
Hi.
And I fucked up on the Carrie podcast. This is why we have assistants, although I heard it more than once. I kept saying Rhonda was the girl that was nice to Carrie, and she's apparently some other curly-haired character in the movie.
Yeah, who Rhonda is?
I don't know for sure. It was actually Sue. I think... at some point, I mixed them up in my notes and then, like, went back because I forgot the name while I was writing the notes and grabbed that name and just started using it from that point forward. I think that's what happened. There's no excuse for it. In the end, I fucked up severely on one of the main characters of the movie.
I love when you fuck up.
Which would lead you to believe I didn't watch the movie, but I promise I watched the movie. I couldn't have all those copious notes without watching the movie. But indeed.
See, I don't remember anyone's name in the whole movie except Carrie. So,
right.
I mean, at least you did better than me.
Right. But you're not expected to remember things.
That's why we have
anything
you.
Anything at all. That's why I'm here. And I let everyone down.
And I didn't notice because I don't know anyone's right. name. You could have told me. Her name was Bob, and I would have been like, all right.
You might have raised suspicion if I said Bob.
It could have been any name, though. Any yes. name, and I would have gone along with it, because who fucking knows what her name is? I only know Carrie's.
Any reasonably feminine name would have gotten you.
Yeah.
Could have called her Cleopatra.
Yep.
You would have got it.
Yep.
You would have been like, yeah, that's her.
I mean, I wouldn't have known. I can't picture who we're talking about right now.
I can. Good old Rhonda. So, my apologies, everyone. Sometimes even a brilliant mind like myself sputters. I'll try not to let it happen again, but I can't make any promises.
Hey, sputters have nothing to do with whether your mind is brilliant. I am a smart person, but I don't remember anything.
Correct. Correct. We're recording on a Saturday. Tomorrow is Easter. Finally, I get to eat
Easter food.
I don't care too much about that. I get to eat meat again on Fridays, which is nice.
Why were you not in the first place? You were not Catholic. You were not religious in any way. Both. Why were you doing that?
Mainly for solidarity, something to do, a way to challenge myself a little bit. I know it's not a great challenge or whatever.
So you were bored. So you're like, I'm not gonna eat meat on Fridays.
I'm gonna try to do this thing that these people are doing.
Why?
Inject myself into the community a little bit.
You don't do any of the other things that they do.
A shared struggle. Let's be honest. A lot of these fucking Catholics don't do anything else besides not eat meat on Fridays and show up to church on Easter and Christmas anyway. So I'm very close to doing what a lot of these people
okay.
do.
So you're judging them for
I
doing it.
Judging them.
You that was very judgmental.
No, was it?
They don't do anything but that. And then you decide to do that. Why?
That's a fact.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
I don't know. I think you kind of nailed it when you said I was bored.
I mean, there are other things you can do if you're bored. The kitchen
sure.
has not been mopped in
like,
months.
I give
Go
a
ahead.
Fuck about mopping the kitchen.
I mean, if you're bored, I'm just saying. I got shit you could do.
See, this is why I don't come to you with on board, because you have the dumbest suggestions to
I
make
know.
Me not bored.
Every time I say that, you're like, then I'd just be bored mopping the kitchen.
Like, what are you talking about? It's like, oh, well, there's laundry to do. Okay, Mom.
Well, if the shoe fits.
No. No. I want things that aren't boring. And
and choosing to not eat meat on Fridays is not boring.
Right. Especially since I seemingly work every fucking Friday.
You were suffering for no reason.
Well, people thought it was fun. People would make jokes. So there was a level of I get some attention involved here.
I made chicken fried rice in the microwave at work yesterday, and one of my coworkers said, "What are you making?" I said, "Chicken fried rice." And she said, "Chicken on Good Friday? I'm not religious."
Exactly. This was also a way for me to avoid ridicule. I didn't hear that joke once when I was eating my egg salad sandwiches at work.
Why do they have the right to yell at me for not following their religion?
A, because you're the new girl. And that's just this how it goes. It's part of it. B, because like where we live, this is the culture. This is not the first time I've done this.
Never even heard of Lent until I moved to Pennsylvania. That's not a thing down in the South. And also, how come you can eat the eggs, but you can't eat the chicken?
Yeah, as long as it's like the abortion and it's not actually a chicken, you're allowed to eat it.
Why? What makes it? What makes the difference in what you're allowed to eat meat-wise? I mean, that was still like that. That was a baby chicken. You can eat the egg.
Right, but it's not technically a baby chicken, I don't think. It's close.
In Alabama, that's a fucking baby chicken.
We don't live in Alabama. We live in Pennsylvania.
Isn't Alabama the one?
The free state of Pennsylvania.
Where the frozen embryos are.
Is that really even an embryo? What is it?
Yeah, there's a fucking embryo in the. It depends if it was fertilized or not, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I mean, if those chicken didn't have a cock around.
Like, you have it. You had eggs in you, right? So that's not an embryo. That's just an egg.
Right.
You got a goose in it.
So is there no oral sex on Fridays either?
I think oral sex on Fridays is fine.
As long as you don't swallow.
Should be mandatory.
Because your sperm has millions of half babies.
Yeah, but they're only half babies. Fuck them. Fuck that baby. Super fuck those half babies. You don't have to swallow either, I guess.
So oral sex on Fridays is like eating eggs, but not the chicken?
Sure. I would agree.
I don't like it. Like, why are you able to eat fish and shrimp? Those are living animals.
Yeah, that is a real.
Why can you eat those?
That's always been a real gray area for me. I'm not sure. I would assume anything with a face you shouldn't be allowed to eat.
Anything that needs oxygen.
But I mean, this is obviously biblically sound because fish Friday in this area is huge.
Yeah.
My best Friday Lent meal was that fish that we got from that fire company. And if you're going to do that, like if you're going to participate in the tradition of like fish fries or whatever, you can't go to like McDonald's and get a fillet of fish. That is not the point of this. The point of this is to support other community initiatives.
Unless fire you're just bored, then the point is just to combat your boredom.
That too. Fire companies, churches. Like, if you're doing this as some way to some sort of repentance.
Can't you give up anything for Lent? It doesn't have to be meat.
Not on Fridays. That's a rule. Fridays, it's a rule.
Fridays is a rule for...
Right, but you're supposed to give up other shit too.
Oh, so like you could have given up vaping.
Sure. I could have, but I didn't.
That would have made everyone around you not bored.
Yeah. It's so hard because I get no support from anyone. So, like, everybody's like, I don't want you to be miserable at all. So it's just like, keep doing it. It's real weird. Real weird thing we got going on here. But yeah, I guess I could have given something else up for Lent, too. Maybe next year I'll participate more fully. But I do fully intend next year to not eat meat on Fridays again. In fact, there was a part of me that was considering never eating meat on Fridays again.
Oh my God. That'd be ridiculous.
I don't even understand like why it's such a big deal to not eat meat one day a week. Like, it doesn't seem like it should matter that much. It's just one fucking day to not eat meat. And you can eat literally anything else. Even fake meat.
Okay, do it. And then don't talk to me about it.
Well, now I'm going to talk to you about it.
That's the problem.
The problem
It's not that you're not eating meat. It's that you're bitching to me about it. Like, you're bitching about not eating the meat, but you're choosing to not eat the meat
right.
for no fucking reason.
Well, you're bored.
But why are you gotta bug me about it?
Because you're my partner in life. That's what you signed up for.
And then I'm accused of not being supportive because I'm like, then just fucking eat the meat!
Yeah.
What the fuck? What is this? Why am I in trouble? Because you decided you were bored.
I don't think you're in trouble. I don't think you're in trouble. You're not grounded or anything.
Shut up.
So do you have homework? If you don't, you'll be in trouble.
What does in trouble entail for an adult if I am grounded?
I'll just look at you.
Where can I not go? Work?
You can go to work. I didn't say you'd be grounded.
I don't
said
give
you'd
a fuck about
trouble.
Being grounded because if I'm not at work, I want to be home. I have homework.
But you like work now. So that would be a punishment not going to work.
I like when I work in the pharmacy. I don't like working in the call center.
Yeah.
But soon I'll get to do that at home. So then it'll be fine. Anyways, my homework is from Reddit, Am I the Asshole?
Okay.
So you decide. Am I the asshole for not caring about my wife's affair?
Well, no, because it sounds like if this was not some agreed upon proposition here or something that was talked about, you're the victim.
So he's not an asshole for he don't care?
I don't think so.
Okay. So he's a 29 male and the wife is a 29 female, has been having an affair for 2 years. And I've been aware of it pretty much the whole time. We've been together for 7 years, married for 5. We don't have kids. I've been work from home since COVID hit. For the last 3+ years, she's been a secretary in a large office building. Now, I'm not going to pretend like we had the perfect marriage 2 years ago and that I can't believe she would do this. I was totally complacent in life and really wasn't putting much effort into our relationship at all. That doesn't excuse what she did. And she had her own issues with intimacy and communication that led us to where we were then. I just want it clear that I am no saint in all of this. I totally understand that we were basically roommates that on rare occasions had sex. Well, I found out right away when the emotional affair started. I got all of our everything logged into every device we have, including my work computer. I mean, synced email, text, photo, social media, etc. So I was basically reading her affair regularly, including when it went from an emotional affair to a physical affair about 4 weeks in. The part that told me this was over, though, was I felt nothing about this. I was totally indifferent, maybe a little embarrassed at worst. When the physical affair started about 2 years ago, I recognized this marriage was dead and that I should just divorce, mostly because I felt nothing. I started looking into lawyers and figured we would just do this easily and amicably. Well, here's where the crazy part happens. When the emotional affair started, she seemed, I wouldn't say happy, but less sad. Then the weekend after the physical affair started, I got the shock of my life. She came into my office that Saturday morning and asked me to take her on a hike and a picnic. Initially, I thought this was the moment to burst her bubble and reveal that I know, but I didn't. I decided to actually get up and do this. I kind of thought she was going to reveal it herself and ask for a divorce. We had a really nice time. It was a great day, but she never brought anything up. I chalked it up to one more good memory before we end this thing. And she asked me out again that week, and then we had intimacy. And I don't know if it was shame or guilt, but she was basically taking the initiative to improve our marriage. After that first week, she began to open up more about her feelings. I, for some reason, had lit a fire under me and started to make some effort in our relationship, started reconnecting with some old friends, got the laundry off the gym equipment. The affair continued, but as we spent more time together over those early weeks, and since it really gave me no concern and everything seemed better, I decided to just forget it and divorcing her and just started enjoying my life. Up until 2 days ago, we were in a really solid place. We had outings every weekend, date night every Thursday, regular intimacy and communication. I don't even read their messages anymore. I just occasionally check to see if it's still going on. 2 days ago, I noticed she was having frequent and long conversations with one of her close friends. I asked my wife about it. Turns out her friend's husband got caught having an affair. My wife has been comforting her. This wouldn't have been a big deal, but my wife then started bashing the husband for cheating. I don't know why I said it, but I just said, you're one to judge. She got super defensive and pressed me for why I would say that. I initially tried apologizing and moving on, but she wasn't letting up. So I eventually spilled that I've known about her affair this entire time. She tried to play dumb, which annoyed me, so I started citing specifics. She then got really mad at me, started crying, accusing me of not caring about her. I got pissed and then started yelling at her because I'm not the one having an affair. It got heated and we went to separate rooms and slept it off. Yesterday morning when she got up extra early before work, I turned on to their messages and she had broken up with her affair partner. He was messaging her constantly on every app, but she just kept blocking him. She came home early. I went to talk to her. She stopped me and she's like, "How could you let this go on?" And I said, "Because I just didn't care." And then she called me an asshole. And she locked herself in the bedroom until she left again for work again this morning. She got home tonight and said nothing to me and locked herself in again. I can't even imagine in what bizarre world I could possibly be the asshole in this situation. Is there any perspective out there that I'm missing? If so, please share it with me because in my mind, there just isn't. So, what do you think about this shit show?
Well, he's definitely not the asshole. Like, he didn't do anything wrong.
But she's mad at him.
That stuff's not terribly surprising that she was in a better mood and more into him, though. Like, they're kind of just poly, I think. Like, he's not.
Right.
But she is, and he's fine with it.
I thought about that as I was reading it, like, because we have experienced that before, being, you know, that we're poly or whatever. When one of us, you know, is having a good time with someone else, it leaks over into...
Sure, you're just happier.
Right. And it makes everything happier and better. Like,
yeah.
And it also helps with the person who's not getting that extra happiness somewhere else, like outside or whatever. Like, they are still getting something out of their partner being happy.
Right.
And
You don't just spend the happiness in one place.
Right.
Like, if you're happy, generally everyone notices you're happy.
Right.
It's not reserved for anyone else.
So, like, I don't even think he's an asshole for, like, getting something out of it. Like, getting some happiness out of it. Like,
no.
It's not like he was using her.
Yeah, I mean, she's the one that's lying. Or at least hiding something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he is, too. He's hiding that he knows. But that's not the same thing, I don't think. Yeah, I'm not terribly surprised that she was more upbeat and happy with the emotional thing, and I'm not terribly surprised that she was wanting to work on things with him with the physical thing.
I don't think it means that he doesn't care about her.
No, he didn't
care. Now, in the beginning, when he was like, "Well, I don't give a fuck, we'll just get divorced," like, I can see where you can see it that way. Like,
right.
I knew my first marriage was over when I didn't give a fuck that he was cheating.
Right.
But I was ready to get the fuck out of there, and I did.
Right.
There's a difference in, like, I know when you are with someone else and I don't care. It's not that I don't care about our marriage and that I don't love you anymore. It's that I have now worked through that, and I'm happy for you. There's a difference in being happy for you and not giving a fuck because I don't love you anymore.
Right. Yeah, that would be a problem. But, yeah, I don't think he's an asshole at all. If anything, him being willing to work on the marriage then, despite this, means he's not an asshole.
Yeah.
She's an asshole.
She's
for
an
cheating.
Asshole.
And all the shit that happened after he said that he knew was just embarrassment. Like, she got caught.
Yeah.
She did something wrong.
And the judging of the
him.
Other person that was cheating. Like,
yeah,
being called out on that, she's embarrassed by, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's all it is, though.
And being compared to that when she was having such big feelings about what that did to her friend or whatever.
Right. Yeah, when she's not necessarily upset at him. She's just transferring her embarrassment.
Yeah.
By snapping at him, which is common.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens all the time. Mine is not an am I the asshole, it's an am I wrong. Am I wrong for staying overnight at a hotel because my boyfriend farted on me?
No!
This isn't even the one I have in my notes, is the one I'm going to use. I just opened my saved and I was like, oh shit, I forgot about that one.
No, she's not wrong.
Remember last time I said I had a bunch of them?
Yeah.
This was one of them, I think. Yeah, 16 days ago it was posted. This sounds absolutely insane, and it's very humiliating for me, but I need to know if I'm overreacting or not.
No.
I, female 24, work at a hotel. For context, it has always been offered to staff that if there were any rooms available, then we can book ourselves into those rooms for the night. It's mostly done for practicality instead of luxury, and so it is done on a complimentary basis. Mainly, it's a staff who have a very early morning shift will do this, and I have never done this up until now. Monday was Mark, my boyfriend's birthday, male 25. He didn't want to have his birthday party somewhere busy, and so I booked a private dining room in the hotel I work at for a discounted price. It was a three-course meal with Mark's family and a few of his friends. Everything was going fine, but in between the main course and dessert, Mark, who was basically sitting beside me, simply stood up with his back to me and literally farted in my face. I was shocked, and I still am. I know he meant to do it because he was laughing and proceeded to mimic running away as he went back to the bar area to get more drinks. It was a loud fart, and I was in the middle of talking to his aunt when he did it. Literally everyone in our surrounding vicinity heard and saw exactly what happened.
Why would he do that?
I'm a timid person, so at the time, all I did was stand up and remove myself from the blast zone. I was stunned, had no idea what to say, and was just trying not to cry from utter embarrassment. I tried to fall back in the conversation and act like that didn't just happen, but I knew I was going to cry, so I excused myself to the bathroom. After crying in the bathroom, I still didn't feel ready to rejoin the celebrations. I walked a lap of the hotel while I tried to compose myself when I passed my boss. I must have looked like shit, because he looked concerned and asked if I was okay. I said that I just felt a bit sick. He said I can always check with the front desk and book into an available room if I needed to lay down and rest. I checked in, and thankfully there was a room. Before I left, I went over to Mark, who was at the bar area as dinner was over by now, and told him I didn't feel well and that I would be upstairs. Fast forward to maybe 4 hours later, and Mark texts me asking if he can come over, presuming I was at my home. I told him that I was at the hotel in a room for the night. I could tell he was annoyed, and we bickered about everything that happened for a while until he stopped replying. Today I have received a text from Mark, his mother, and his best friend, all of which say Mark shouldn't have farted on me, but that I'm being petty for not telling him about my free hotel room I had, and that I'm making this a bigger deal by trying to punish him, aka by not inviting him up to the room with me. So is she wrong here?
No. They're mad that she didn't share her free hotel room with him?
Yes. After he farted in her face in public.
She put together this fancy fucking dinner for his entire fucking family, and she what? Break up with him.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Don't even worry about the hotel room. Just break up with the farter. Guy fucking buffing in your face in a fucking restaurant.
That's so gross and so childish. What is he, 12? No, even a 12. If our 13-year-old did that, I'll pop piss out of him.
Yeah, and he would deserve it. And he's 25, this guy. I mean, and like his aunt and mom and everyone texting him are literally saying like, hey, why don't you have sex with my son? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
he shouldn't have farted on you. And I don't understand why you didn't bring him up to your room and fuck him afterwards.
Yeah, it's his birthday. So you don't think she did anything wrong?
No, and I think he is spoiled and they've coddled him forever and it's their fault.
The only thing she did wrong is not break up with him immediately.
Yeah.
Storm out. Yeah, don't fart on people unless that's what they're into.
I'm not going to yuck anyone's yum.
Do you have a recommendation?
Yes. So I didn't mention this on our last podcast because it was really long. Now this one is supposed to be short and it seems pretty fucking long too. But I read this book a while ago. I didn't recommend it. I don't even freaking know. But it's a really, really good book. It was very interesting. But I'm bringing it up now because the author actually based this book on him reading Carrie. Reading Carrie when he was younger. Or she. I don't know. It says Nat. N-A-T. Like,
that sounds like a she. That's a Natalie. The only fucking two Nats that were men were Nat King Cole and Nat Turner.
No, it's a his.
And this guy.
It's a he, yeah. Yeah, I remember him talking in the beginning. It was a dude. Yeah, okay. So anyways, I guess when he read this as like a teenager, he was like, I want to know like what it would be like if like she was an adult, like if she was no longer a child, and how it would like play out if she had like adult feelings and adult emotions and adult like life, and she, you know, this happened to her or whatever.
Right.
And
like, so she worked in like marketing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And came up with this idea, and it eventually it turned into this book, and the book was really, really good. So the book's called Mary, and it's by Nat Cassidy. And basically this woman in the book, like, was going through what she felt was like a midlife crisis, menopausal thing or whatever. But like every time she would look in the mirror, her face would like melt off. Like, in the mirror. Like, I didn't obviously do it.
Right.
And she looked at other women her age. She couldn't look them in the eyes, like, in the face, or, like, their face would melt off. And then she suddenly started, like, hearing dead people. And, like, yeah, like, just, like, what the fuck is happening?
So and, she didn't know about it until this point in her life.
Right. And, like, she had to go take care of her dying aunt. And, like, you find out that, like, she was the weird kid her whole life that, and she didn't understand why or how. Yeah, it ends up being different. Very interesting. It was really good. I recommend it.
Doesn't sound like something you'd read either.
No. No, it doesn't sound like me, but...
So what's it called? Mary?
Mary.
I got close. Can't completely...
I mean, it's in our Audible if you want to read it.
I'll think about it.
Yeah, right. You haven't read anything in 2 years.
I started reading a book.
You started reading a book to me, and then...
Oh, yeah. We got to finish that book.
You've only read, like, 2 chapters.
Man, fuck this house. Yeah, we're going to get back to that. I forgot about that. My recommendation, I watched a lot of movies this past week. I watched Glengarry Glen and Ross. I watched For a Few Dollars More. But I also watched Mad Max Fury Road for the first time. And it's the fourth of the Mad Max movies. And weirdly, it's the best one. The other ones are... varying degrees of good, but I don't think they're for everybody, especially the first one. I don't think the first one's for everybody. That movie is a bit odd. They're all a bit odd, but that one is...
You said you didn't think any of them were for me, so...
No. You might have liked the fourth one, though. It was, like, big budget enough, whereas those other Mad Max movies, especially the first ones, like an indie Australian film, I think, aren't. They all have Mel Gibson in them, except this one I don't think does. I didn't see him anywhere. Might have been some... other character made up to not look like Mel Gibson, but he certainly wasn't the main character in this movie. It's really good. It's, like I said, it's the best of the Mad Max movies, and I loved it. I'd fucking watch another one if they made it.
Go for you.
And since we're speaking about movies, we'll talk about next week's movie. Next week's movie is something I've wanted to watch for a while now. Again, I don't know that you'll like it, but that's hardly
probably
something...
not. I never do.
It's hardly something I can even consider given the subject matter of this podcast at this point. But I've wanted to watch it for a while. It was on Showtime, just like fucking Everything Everywhere All at Once, and I refused. But now it's on Netflix, so we're going to watch it. Next week's movie is X.
Like Twitter?
Like X gon' give it to ya.
Farmer's daughter, take one. I need to be famous, Wayne. All the best people are.
There ain't nobody else out there like you. You know why?
Why?
Because you got that X factor. That day of struggling may soon be over.
Hollywood, here we come.
Well, this is it. Our own studio backlot.
You're looking for a place to stay.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's one ugly son of a bitch.
And my wife, Pearl, is next door, so I would appreciate a little discretion.
He don't know what we're doing, does he?
Well, it's better to beg for forgiveness and ask for permission.
Would you like to come inside?
What's your boss?
I want to be in the movie.
Well, you can't. The story can't just change midway through.
If Daddy catches us, there's no telling what he might do.
My wife is not well. It happens after dark.
right?
No.
Well, the boys found this inside.
What do you think is on it?
I see one goddamn fucked up horror picture.
So like I said, X is available for free on Netflix and Showtime. It's a much newer film, came out in 2022, and was distributed by A24, who are like my favorites at this point.
You have a lot of favorites.
And studios? I don't think that's true. Like, we've been watching a lot of these. We just watched Dream Scenario with Nick Cage. You didn't like that. You said it was sad. It was, but I liked it. So this one, bunch of youths go to a farmhouse to make a porno.
I bet there'll be some boobs.
Hopefully. I bet there'll be some killing.
Probably.
So that's it for this week. Do you have anything else to add?
No.
Then say goodbye, Carolyn.
Goodbye, Carolyn.